The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside. Morning, Gibbo.
Good morning.
Right, this week we are talking about an artist who I didn't know too much about until I've done a little bit of research here. Captain Beefheart.
Yeah.
Does he mean much to you, Captain Beefheart?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny one with Captain Beefheart. I mean, we've got Kyle Pearce here, he'll tell you much more. But I'd say aside from the Beatles, I'd say he's the most influential artist in Liverpool, which is crazy in a way, considering he's quite a niche artist and obviously he's not from Liverpool, but he's influenced so many bands in the city, and obviously huge influence on bands like the Lars and the Coral, and then they've influenced a whole new wave of bands. So we talk a lot on this Sound of Merseyside feature about how many psychedelic bands there are in Liverpool and how there's a real glut of them and how there's so many, and that's all kind of, you know, if you follow it all the way back, which is what people do, you know, once you get into a band, you listen to the influences. It all goes back to Beefheart, really. And Beefheart's got a relationship with the city. He's done things here before, and so the idea that Kyle, who's come in, had along with the Blue Coats, who were hosting it, and a few other people, was to kind of commemorate that all these years later.
Kyle, nice to see you. Thanks for your company this morning. Are you an artist as well? I'm looking at your sort of bio. You're a curator, are you?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, a curator and an artist, or bit of both?
I used to put on gigs and things like that around the city.
Right.
With a group called Boss Mag, Boss Knight. We used to, as I say, put gigs on around the city, and then I sort of fell into, I'd done a degree in art history for some reason, and that sort of fell into me being coming into curating events and projects and things like that. It's just a fancy way of saying events organiser, I think.
You're a promoter.
Yeah, promoter, yeah.
That's what you are. So yeah. Captain Beefheart, or do you know his real name?
I don't.
I've got the Wikipedia up here.
Don Van Vliet.
There you go. That's why he's got a master's degree in Captain Beefheart, isn't it? Right, so just tell us, why the fascination with Beefheart?
I don't know, when I started sort of getting into, bands and things like that, listening to, proper music, if you like, I found out that a lot of the people I was listening to, like the Lars, the Coral, the Zootons, they were all influenced by this fella called Captain Beefheart. So I started looking into him, listening to him, and his music sort of, blew my head off a bit. It's so different from anything else I'd heard.
Is it easy to listen to?
I wouldn't say it's easy to listen to. It's quite a challenge in a way. Yeah. But the more you listen, the more you hear, and you'll pick up sounds from different places, and you hear something you kind of never hear before.
He went through different stages too. Yeah. He had a period where he tried to go a bit more mainstream, so they're a bit more accessible. But as Gibbo said, his best known album is probably an album called Trout Mask Replica, and it's sort of like seeing at this seminal avant-garde album in that it was incorporated jazz, blues, rock, the production, it wasn't like perfectly produced and all that kind of thing. And the more you listen, even though it does sound dead weird, the more you listen to it, the more normal it becomes, if that makes sense.
Well, if you listen to anything long enough, you'll find a reason to say it's normal, won't you?
Definitely. You just gotta stick with Beefheart on some of them kind of songs,
He's an artist in the wider sense of the word. He was a painter as well, yeah? Or he is a painter.
Yeah, well, that's partly what this festival is aiming to sort of readdress.
He's passed away, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's 2012. Yeah, I think 2010. But yeah, he was a painter too. And the first ever exhibition of his paintings actually took place in the Blue Coat in 1972. So that's why one of the links with the city. But yeah, he's always been seen as like a musician who paints, or a painter, because he gave up music in the mid-80s to fully pursue a career as an artist, and he became this recluse, which sort of adds to the mystique of him and that kind of thing.
So what are you doing to celebrate his life? You're staging a big exhibition. What's it
going
to be?
There's loads going on. It's a weekend event, weekend festival in November, from the 10th to the 12th of November. That's Friday to Sunday. And there's a symposium in the Blue Coat with loads of panel discussions sort of readdressing him as this total artist instead of just a musician who painted, or, a painter who sung kind of thing. There's a spoken word event to sort of commemorate his influence on poetry. And then there's this music event, which is happening in District, down in the Baltic Triangle, with loads of local and international artists who were influenced by him, and we cite them as, them being fans of his. to sort of show that influence too. And a lot of them are going to do their interpretation of a Beefheart song as well on the night.
There's some big names involved as well here, aren't there? I'm looking at this. Former Magic Band member, Gary Lucas.
The Magic Band was his
band. His band, wasn't it? Yeah. Dave McCabe from the Zootons.
Yeah.
That'll be fascinating. Edgar Jones and the New Joneses as well. So all these guys are going to be there as well, performing some original works alongside some reworkings of some Beefheart songs as well. It's quite nice what they're doing here, isn't it?
No, it's great, and I think the Bluecoats is a great place for this. They'll always kind of think big, the Bluecoats, which is what I like about it. You know, then it's not just, well, oh, we like Beefheart, let's put a gig on. It's kind of everything else that kind of goes with it, really, or you know, a weekend festival and a full festival celebrating kind of everything that he did is great as well. So they don't do things by halves at the Bluecoats, and that's why I kind of like do really admire them as a space, and we're kind of lucky to have it all these years. It's like 700 years old or something like that, the Bluecoats.
Yeah, 300, I think it's not quite that long.
I mean, that's Liverpool, but you're 300 years old this year. It's after double their age there. We are 300 years old this year, and kind of just a very progressive place, and has always tried to do stuff. So obviously the link's there and there's a really good picture that people should try and dig out from Beefheart in 72, kind of stood in front of his artworks, and it's quite a kind of a funny one to see now. But the gig itself will just be absolutely brilliant. We're playing Psycho Comedy a bit later, I think, who were one of the bands who were performing, but a whole host of band called Strange Collective, who me and Carl were just talking about outside, really, really like them. I think we featured them before, actually, on this show. And then, obviously, guys like Dave McCabe, who really established them. I think the Magic Band are playing at the Phil as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're on the Friday night. They're playing the Philharmonic. It's the Philharmonic Music Hall room, room. And it's the last ever European tour they're doing. And that's done by Century Concerts Promotions. So that's sort of a nice way to start the weekend. You know, it's not part of our sort of official, you know,
event.
But it's still going to be a nice way to start
it.
And then on the Sunday as well, there's an exhibition happening in May, which is going to be featuring students from John Moores University, Salford University, and Dublin University, and they're going to be making artworks in the way Captain Beefheart used to make them, because apparently the show he did at...
How did he make them?
Well, I'll tell you. Apparently the exhibition he'd done at the Blue Coat, there was 30 black and white canvases, and it took him like 4 hours to do them all, and he was sort of known for embellishing the truth a little bit, so it's questionable if that was actually how long it did take him. But that's
well, he was a liar.
Well, I don't know if it's a good story telling me.
Creative license, they call it.
So that's going to be happening in May, and it's, I say all this, these art students are going to be making work quickly, and then it's going to be exhibited that night, and there's other music happening that night. Some more experimental bands, the Murmurists, and a few others are playing.
Did he ever? You called him Beefheart, not Captain. Should I call him Beefheart? Should I call him one or the other?
I don't know. Everyone in Liverpool just calls him Beefheart.
Beefheart
sounds like someone you'd meet on the street. Like your mate might be called Beefy or Beefheart. Did he have a proper relationship with the city then?
He played here like 3 times throughout his career, and I say he had the first ever exhibition that was Peyton's year, the influence he had on the city, and John Peel was a massive fan of his. He says if there was ever a thing as a genius in the history of pop music, it was Beefheart. But I think it's that sort of scouse thing. I think when we take someone to art and we sort of adopt them as one of our own, whether they like it or not. And I think that's what's happened with Beefheart. The same with like Arthurly and Love and that kind of thing. Whereas he did play it and apparently he liked the city and things like that, and the Beatles were meant to be fans of his as well. So there's another link. But yeah, it's more the influence he has on the city, you know what I mean? And sort of celebrating that and hopefully expose them to a new audience, because as you said yourself, you weren't too sure about them.
You know what? I would imagine 80% of people, maybe 90% of people. It's quite a niche thing, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
So this might open it up a little bit to people.
Yeah, definitely.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.